It is officially the first day of summer.
It's not. It does feel like
it's not. Yeah, New York City is in full summer mode right now. It's like 70 something degrees. We were thriving. We went outside earlier, had a should have had my matcha. It's okay.
It's like right there.
It's like, it's okay.
You want me to give it to you?
No, it's totally fine. It's gonna be like annoying. You know what I really hate?
Oh, here we go.
Is, and you were doing this earlier, but I didn't mention anything.
I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
When someone drinks their drink.
Ice drink,
and they go like this.
Oh, no. When someone drinks an iced drink.
And they go like this.
And they go. And it's just like, with all the ice. And they constantly.
What's the problem with that?
But they do that between every sip. Like, you ain't got to shake it every time.
You know why we shake it?
Because it's fun, right?
No, not only because it's fun, but you shake it because you wanna get the matcha in there, you know?
Yeah, but it's like it didn't move that much after one sip. It's not, the matcha didn't go down in the drink just because you drank it one time. People do that with any ice drink, coffee, anything like that.
I feel like you've done that before.
Yeah, but I've definitely done that before. Yeah. But I hate when people do it like
you hate when other people do it.
Because I don't notice it when I do it. Because usually I do it if the drink has been sitting there for a while and like the water from the ice melted like on top. But you poured some milk in your matcha, took a sip, shake it. Take a sip, shake it again.
But I wanted the milk to get to the bottom of the cup.
Yeah, but it was already mixed and you just kept doing it between. It's like a tick.
Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast, you guys. My name is Yoni Ikoto, your favorite host in the world.
And I'm your other host, Ali Zaita.
We're going to expose some things today.
We are going to dive into something that we all do. And actually, before this episode, I Googled how often did humans lie?
How often do humans lie?
Like, yeah. And it came out that on average...
99%.
No. Like in a day. How often?
Like how many times?
Yeah. And on average, a person will lie at least twice a day.
Oh, easily.
Easily. Like about random shit.
Yeah. It's not even 3 o'clock today. I definitely lie more than twice today already.
When was the last time? Can you tell us like what's your most recent lie?
My most recent lie?
Yeah. Like, did you lie today?
Yeah, I definitely lied today.
To who? To me? Because I'm the only person you've been with.
Yeah.
What was it?
You want me to tell you?
I mean, yeah, because...
Well, you're not supposed to know. That's the whole thing about a lie.
Okay, but what could it have been?
Okay, well, right when we were recording, we're setting up for the podcast.
Yeah.
I was on my phone, and right. I told you I was doing something.
Uh-huh.
Like, work-related.
But you weren't.
But I wasn't.
I mean, I knew that.
I was posting a story that I've been meaning to post for a long time.
Yeah, but listen, the thing with you and stories on Instagram is like, for Yoni, posting a story...
She's going to say it takes him a million times. Like, that's not true.
Yeah, it does. Because when true. I post a story, it's not like, let me go sit down and post a story. I just go, click the photo, write some shit on it, tag whatever I'm tagging, and I post it.
That's not very true. Sometimes I want to know. Sometimes the only reason why it might take me a little bit longer than other times is because I want to figure out what song I want to pick. That's it. That's it. I just want to find the perfect song and then I just click on it. But anyway, so
nobody
today's...
Nobody cares that much. You know how many people like listen nobody to stories cares. Without sound?
No, I listen to stories without sound. Sounds.
Sound.
Yeah, sound. So
can we please silence phones?
Yeah, nobody cares that much. I think that was my dad. Let me say what he said.
Yeah, but that's your... That's like...
Sorry,
I mean,
don't let me this. Okay, sorry.
I did know that... Can you lock it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did know that you were lying.
You did know, you did.
I did know, because I was like setting up, you know, I have somewhere to be, so we needed to like get recording so that we can finish recording so I can get ready to go to the thing I'm going later. And
then I was on my phone.
And then really. Yoni just like kept pausing between each little activity that we have to set up to like be on his phone. And I'm just like, bro.
So that's my life for today.
Okay.
What did you lie about? I can't
recall having a lie. Like, have lied today. Because I've only been with you, and I don't think I, like, said anything.
What was the last lie you told me that I didn't catch, that I didn't know? With Ali, it's always the same type of lie. It's always the same. Such as...
Because I have no idea.
Like, it's usually information-based with Ali. Like, I would offer some information, and somehow Ali always already knows about it. Those are the, and it's okay. It's okay.
But how is that a lie, though?
That's a lie, because I might tell you something and then you would say...
I would lie saying that I know about it even though I don't.
Yeah, and then you would look it up and then be like, oh, interesting. But you wouldn't let me know that you didn't know about it. You would look it up yourself after you told me that you already know. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people do.
Okay, I would say I might have done that. I don't do that often.
No, not that often, but you...
Anymore. It used to be my thing for sure.
Yeah, but I feel like it's still... a thing. Definitely let, like,
I just
not
would
as
never
much
really
as before.
Say, like, I knew. I mean, maybe, I don't know. That's not something that I'm 100% just like, oh yes, totally do that. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I would say I catch myself lying randomly,
just for no reason. Okay, what was the last lie you remember?
Actually, no, the most often, The most frequent lie that I participate in. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like a group lie.
It's like different types of lies, you know? Okay. I would say is probably like when someone calls me and I just don't want to talk on the phone.
Oh, that's automatic lie.
And it's like most of the time I work from home, I work for myself. I'm not in, like, I don't take meetings or anything. So most of the time I am actually available and it is possible for me to answer the phone and I can have a conversation with whoever's calling me. But at the same time...
But you're working.
I'm working. I'm doing something. Just because I can doesn't mean I should and want to.
Or will.
I mean, I never do.
Yeah.
Like, I never answer. But that's because, like, why are you calling me at noon on a Tuesday?
But you don't even answer phone calls on 3 p.m. on a Saturday.
It's 3 p.m. on Saturday. I'm doing shit.
Like,
why are you calling me?
If someone calls Alia on a Saturday or any time, really, she goes like this.
Guys.
Her brain start going, like, you start having the conversation without this person.
Yeah, I'm already like, what am I going to say back? Because I just know certain people, when they call me, it's because they want something.
Like how?
It's usually... they thought about something, they're like, oh, let me ask Alia, or like, let me see what she thinks or something like that.
But
and I don't like calls because they put me on the spot. We've talked about this many times in the podcast. Like, calls just put me on the spot where, like, I want to have a buffer of time, no matter, like, depending on what it is you're bringing to my table today, mm-hmm. whether it's a question, whether it's like a proposal for something.
Proposal.
You know, it's like...
Yo, a proposal sounds so extra.
A proposal for like...
So, Alia, I have a proposal for you. Do you want to take this deal for $1 million?
Whatever it is, I just want to have the buffer of texting to be able to give you an answer. But when someone calls you, I feel like I got to tell you in the moment.
But you don't. When someone calls me, I don't feel any type of pressure.
But I have to give them an answer right then and there.
You act like they're asking you for, I don't know, to me it's not that hard.
And like, also sometimes I don't want to have to go like back and forth in a conversation. Like I want to be able to, if you text me a question and I'm doing something right now, like I'll answer when I have time. Versus like if I answer on the phone, I don't have time to be on the phone for however long you want it to be on the phone.
But can't you say, hey, can I call you back?
Or I don't want to call back.
Okay, so you don't want to talk, period.
I just don't want to talk on the phone.
Okay, so we established that when someone calls me, or let's say I call someone, right?
Yeah.
If I call someone, I'm always aware of people's time because I know how it feels when someone calls me.
Yeah.
So if someone calls me and I start talking about some random shit, right? I don't know what they were doing. So I'm like, yo, that game was crazy. Did you see this? And I would start asking questions, but I always stop myself after like a minute of talking. And I always ask, are you doing something? Are you free to talk? Because it feels a little bit uncomfortable for the other person on the other line.
To be like, I actually don't have time for this
right now. Yeah, but you're just going and going and going. So if you call someone, always be mindful that they might have been doing something.
Yeah.
Don't just call and start talking for 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
And I always think about that when I call someone. I always ask,
I've never been offered that option.
So. Yeah, it's very... I was about to say, if you're listening to this... But yeah, don't do that. Like, people are doing shit, especially if you call like in the middle of the day.
And even if they're not doing something, maybe they don't feel like talking on the phone.
Exactly. But always just ask, like, can you talk right now? Or just, do you have 5 minutes? Don't just start talking and then just thinking they're just chilling.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. So anyways, this episode is not about talking on the phone. So I would say that's like the most frequent lie. When someone calls me, I'll just like, what is it? Screen the call or whatever. Like, I just won't answer. And I'll like text them and be like, hey, can't talk right now or something. Because most of the time, like, I can't talk right now for whatever my reason is.
Okay, that's a legit lie.
So that's usually the lie that I like would participate in most often.
But that's like a white lie. That it's totally okay to lie about that stuff. I just don't want to talk right now. And then to not hurt their feelings, you just say, I can't talk right now. While you actually can, that's fine.
It's interesting how you just can't say, I don't want to talk right now.
You can't say, I don't want to talk right now. Like, that's like, you can't say, I don't want to talk right now.
I mean, I don't though. If I call someone and they're like, I don't really want to talk right now.
That's rude. That's kind of fucked up. How is that normal?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. What other lies do I like participate in? I don't know why I keep saying that, but.
Participate. Because to you, it feels like such a...
Have you ever... Okay, so I think we need to get into like the different reasons why in general we as people lie.
Okay.
You know, there's like so many different circumstances, so many different types of people we lie in certain ways. I can find... Have you ever found yourself in a position where... You just lied about a random story to a stranger.
Oh my God, I've done that.
Or like embellished it just to make it extra. But then have you ever done that and you were with someone that actually knows the real story?
Oh my God, I've never done that.
Really?
Because if I do it, I would look at that person and be like, just be with me. No, I've never done that with someone right next to me that knows the truth. That's crazy.
I mean, it's not like you...
Like, you really don't give a shit. Like,
actually, there's been a few times where we were talking to other people and you were telling a story about something I did and you added a little bit of extra something to it. Mm. And I was like, that's not true. Like, you would say something like, oh, yeah, Alia loves to something, something. Or, like, Alia's never done that.
But that's a, like, I do it in a jokingly way.
Yeah, but it's still, those people don't think that you're lying. But most of the time, you assume people are telling the truth.
But they know it's a joke.
Just because it's a joke doesn't mean it's a lie.
If it sounds jokey, it could be a lie.
It could be, but it could also not be.
Okay.
So, if I say, like, oh, yeah, Yoni, like, never does the dishes or something. Like, I'm just saying that I have found that sometimes this goes into the category of like you wanna make a good impression. You wanna be like the jokey joke, you want to get people to laugh at what you say. You add a little sprinkle of something to what you're talking about, mm-hmm. especially when it has to do with something I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh yeah, Alia loves to something, something.
You know what, I'm going to be honest.
And I always catch you. I'm always like, that's not true.
I've done that before.
You've done that a few times.
Does that bother you? Or do you think it's funny?
It depends what it's about.
I guess I'm asking you, can I keep doing that? Because I love doing it.
Yeah, I know you do. I mean, it's not really like a big lie.
I don't lie about some like messed up shit.
No. But
it's always something cute, be honest.
Yeah, it is always something kind of cute. Okay. But
don't lie, you know?
Yeah, don't.
So to answer your question, have I ever lied for no reason and just lied about a whole story that you really didn't have to?
Yeah, or said something about...
Oh, you know, okay, I'm going to answer that in a second, but something I always do when I'm on the street and I'm on the phone, but I'm not really on the phone, I'm just pretending to be on the phone. And I literally have a whole conversation by myself.
Holding the phone at your ear?
Either holding the phone or with AirPods especially.
And you're just saying shit to the air?
And I'm just saying shit to the air.
Why?
Because I don't want to be bothered.
By who?
By people stopping me. You know how in New York, every corner, there's always someone asking you to like, hey, do you have a second today? Like always trying to offer you
some
shit.
Right, right. That was literally today.
Do you know how many times I just like walk around the city and just, if I see someone that could potentially... like talk to me,
yeah,
I would pretend to have a whole ass conversation by myself.
That's really smart. I forget in the moment.
Like, I don't just walk without saying nothing, because then they're like, oh, I can catch this person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's actually like the best. And then you're just like, oh, sorry, I'm on the phone. That's the best.
I always do that.
That's the best I'm always like, to that. Like, it's the...
And then they'll leave you right away.
Yeah.
But if you're just walking without...
I need to remember that. That's such a good trick.
It's so crazy that you need to remember that. I do this every day of my life.
Especially in New York, because there's always something.
And you know what's funny? After I leave that area, I laugh at myself like, yo, what did I just say? And I would say the most random shit.
What do you say?
You know what's funny? I always say the same thing.
Oh, shit. What do you say?
Yo, this is so embarrassing.
Okay,
but
pretend like you have like your phone here, right?
I always say the number 17 and a half.
What? 17 and a half?
I always say the number 17 and a half for some reason. I talk about like numbers.
Okay, math.
And I don't know why, but I've been saying that number for years. Anytime I'm pretending, I say that number. But not like 17 and a half, 17 and a half.
Yo, then they won't talk to you for other reasons.
No, I don't do that. But I put that number like in a sentence, you know?
Okay, so you'd be like, oh yeah, I think it was 17 and a half yesterday, but today is probably 20.
Yeah, like I always put that number in a sentence, and I don't know why.
That's hilarious.
I would say, you know, yeah, it was 17 and a half, but I think we can go up to, like, I've been negotiating. And but then I don't know why, like I did it yesterday. I do it all the time. And if you're listening out there and you're laughing,
if you're listening,
oh damn, I always do this,
guys. Yoni has, we're practicing for Yoni to stop saying, if you're listening to this, okay, because he be saying that,
like, no, because I want to make sure that
people are listening, honestly.
yeah true. Okay, so my bad. But I know other people do this. I know there's someone out there.
Yeah, people definitely do that. But I always forget to, and I always get caught by someone. I just have to make an excuse, like, I don't have time or something.
But I wonder how many people really do it, because it feels so, like, weird to do.
It's funny that it's, like, your go-to is the same every time.
It's always the same thing. It's always with that number. And I do so well, too.
Mm.
And I get left alone.
Mm. But how far do you... How soon do you start saying something?
How soon do I start? As soon as that person looks at me. Sometimes I do it when I'm in a store.
In a store?
Yeah.
To avoid what?
To avoid any kind. You know how, like, some days you just want to be left alone?
Yeah.
You just want to walk by yourself. You don't want to talk to anybody. If you're shopping, if you're walking, if you're standing in line. Anytime there's a potential of anyone just talking to me, I make up a conversation and I talk to myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe just like...
So let us know in the comments if you do this too, because I think it's super weird.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's not weird. I think it's interesting though.
But I just want to know, okay, cool. Well, what about you? Do you do that?
No, I definitely don't do that. That's why I always get caught being approached by people for random reasons.
You got to talk to yourself. Have a whole conversation.
Yeah, but what if I don't have headphones in and clearly
just,
I'm not...
Just hold the phone up like this.
Yeah, but how soon? Because sometimes I get caught off guard. Like, I'm just walking and then they say some shit. So I can't be like, 17 and a half. You know?
17 and a half.
Okay, I think another... So definitely a lot of people lie to impress other people. Like, if you go to events or something, you might add a little... I don't know, just talk yourself up just to impress other people.
I've never done that.
You've never done that?
Because everything you do is already impressive.
Okay, but not necessarily.
Yeah.
It could be.
That's lying.
Could be lying. Also, the way that you say I lie all the time about like saying I know something about something, even though I don't.
Yeah.
That's also to like impress.
Yeah, but it's not impressive. Because I know when you don't know something, you have a specific look.
No, but not you. If I'm talking to someone who doesn't know me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why do you do that, though?
Because I just have this thing that I don't like not knowing shit. It's just my thing.
I think our audience knows that already about you.
We've established that about myself.
Yeah.
But I think another reason why a lot of people lie, and I definitely do this, and this is kind of like broad, but there's many ways that you can lie. to
try to make it as specific.
Preserve relationships in your life.
Okay.
And that usually has to do with certain, I think the older we get, the more we realize and can identify different triggers in people in our lives. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm talking to whatever family member, I know how to react to certain things that they say so that they don't get triggered and then it becomes something else that I'm not trying to get into. But it's same with like some friends where it's like, I know this friend is like sensitive about this, or I know, like, have you found yourself having conversations with people that are actually in your life, not strangers or acquaintances, but people that you talk to regularly, that mm-hmm. you have an established relationship with? Do you find yourself lying and it's like, I actually want to say this, but I'm going to say this so that I don't hurt their feelings, or so that I preserve this relationship, that it doesn't, no conflict arises or no weird feelings arise. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely do that. But does that make the relationship kind of like not a real relationship? Because people do that for years and then it's like, but I'm not honest with this person. And if I am honest, I know that they won't like,
won't like what I have to say.
They won't like what you have to say. And then two, they could be like, this is it. They might not want to be your friend anymore when you're just being honest.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that honesty should ever end the relationship in such a like drastic way.
I think it also depends how, I've heard this said before or explained, I won't explain it very well, but just how being honest with someone doesn't mean you have to be mean. Like, there's a way in which you can be honest with someone and the delivery hits different depending on how it's delivered. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What you say can be received so differently depending on how you deliver what you want to say, even yeah. though both are true.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody asks you, I don't know what an example would be.
I think there's some people who think that I feel like we talked about this recently, maybe like not on camera, but it was a thing that, and I can't remember who said it, as in like me or you, but it was like, just because you have an opinion or just because you're honest about something, which is great to do,
yeah,
doesn't mean that you should always say it because it can come off rude.
Right.
Especially if you say it to that person's face.
Right.
But people want to hide behind, but I'm just being honest. That doesn't work. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. But then at the same time, I totally, that's true. But what can also be true is the fact that I often think about certain things that I want to say to people and I cannot find a way that would be safe for me to deliver this information to them that is about them or something that has to do with their life without potentially hurting their feelings.
I think it depends on, I feel like if that's your true friend, you should always be able to do that. Always.
I don't know why I really have a hard time being as truthful as I want to be.
Because I think those relationships that you have in your mind, maybe, are not at the level where you can do that. And that's fine. I have a few friends in my head I can think of right now that I can totally be honest with them.
But about like, what subject?
Let's say my friend makes a song, right? He sends it to me. Yoni, this is fire. Listen to this. I just recorded this yesterday. I will tell him it's not there yet. Like, it's good. Or if it's not good, I would tell him you can do better. I know you can. And that's a fact. Like, I know they can. But I will never say like, yo, this is fire. But there's some other friends who make music that send me something and I listen to it and I don't think it's that good. I would just say, yeah, I like it. It's cool. Because our relationship is not there.
Okay, but what if your friend that your relationship is there,
okay,
they're actually really not good?
I will tell them to keep working.
No, but they ain't shit to work on. That's what I'm saying.
No, No, if they're not good, there's a lot to work on. I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. But I would always be honest with them.
And say what?
And say that, you know, try to do it this way. Or like maybe instead of saying, hey, I went to the store, maybe say, like, say it differently. You know what I mean?
I went to the bodega.
You know, something.
Yeah.
So it to me, it just depends on the level of the friendship.
Yeah, yeah. And no, I get that.
You know what's funny? You can think that you're really best friends with someone, but then there's that thing that you might not be able to tell them, like, with the 100% honesty, even though you think we're best friends.
I wonder what happens. Like, what's the calculation in my mind?
So I think it's the chemistry. It's like, how well are we?
But because I'm thinking of a person that I would consider our chemistry is great, but there are certain things that I feel like I cannot be 100% honest, because no matter how I put this honesty that I want to tell them, mm-hmm. it's never going to land right.
I think that has to do because of that person's personality.
Or maybe
they might be really sensitive. They might be like the friend that I have in mind.
Yeah.
There's actually like two or three that I have in mind like that, right? Mm-hmm. But they're not that sensitive to any kind of critique. Hmm. If I send someone a photo and I tell them, hey, what do you think about this photo? I hope that everyone would be just honest with me and say, I think this is dope, but maybe if you do it. It also differs.
It's like not that good. I mean, I'm very honest with you on your photo.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And so is my sister too.
Yeah.
I can love a photo so much. And then I would send it to my sister and she would say, but it's usually like.
But it's funny because even if I say I don't love that photo, you're like, well, I like it. So.
Yes, because as an artist, there's some things I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get
that. And everyone should have that. Like, not everything, but there's some things that I know for sure this is good to me.
Yeah, I definitely have. It's impossible. I think it's impossible to be like 100% honest all the time. I would say, though, that you are the person in my life that I'm the most honest with.
Hmm. Yeah. True.
The most honest with.
I would say I'm
out of everyone in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say
it's okay. You don't have to lie.
No, but it's true. It's true because I mean when you live together with someone, and I think also the reason why our relationship is the way it is because of the honesty.
Yeah.
People always ask us like, oh, your relationship looks so great, but it's all because of just communication and honesty.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, guys, relationships are not hard. I mean, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Some people think they are hard and this is just the way it is, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
If you're just honest with your person. And I'm not saying like you should agree with everything, you know, but just be honest with the stuff that you don't agree with.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think so much of it is about like how you deliver what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't know. I feel like in our relationship, it's different because we know each other so well, and then there's also so many things that we like match up on, you know. And then when we do something that's like out of whack, the way we talk about it is like it's so easy to be honest about those things versus because we know each other and we also know where we come from. And I think both of us know that it's even with family, like obviously, you know, that person means the most, like means well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person I'm talking to knows I mean well. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be rude. But the truth of the matter is this is what I think about what that person did or what that person is doing. But if it's reality, I don't know. I feel like I find it hard sometimes to like talk to people when like what I want to tell them, they know that what I'm saying is the truth. It just bothers them that it's the truth. That's where, in a way,
that's where a lot of problems start.
If it's going to hurt our relationship, it's your fault, not mine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And there's one thing I want to mention earlier is that it's very important in a relationship it's not a relationship episode, but I just want to say this, that you have to admit when you're wrong about something.
Admit?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I was wrong about that, my bad. But some people can't do that because the ego is so big that they're like, I can't. Some people just can't say sorry.
But what about, do you, like, in what context do you mean? Like, if you lie and then the person catches you in a lie?
No, if you said something that was, if you did something that the other person didn't like, or if you lied about something, anything that you would have to apologize for or admit that you were wrong.
But what, do you think you should apologize for telling the truth that someone doesn't like?
No. I apologize.
How? Like, let's say you're talking, you're having a conversation about, like, someone's life decisions.
Okay.
About certain things. And you say how you feel, like, you're honest, and you say how you think that they are, let's say, losing precious years, wasting their time, like, working on something when they should be doing something else. Like, that's truly how I feel. Or something like that.
Okay.
Or being honest, saying, like, I don't know if your relationship is, like, the healthiest. Or something of that sort.
So saying that, right? Let's say I have a friend and they're having a really unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, because this is their business. It's really not even, it's not my business.
Yeah, but just because it's not my business doesn't mean that I want the best for you.
But I care about my friend and I want the best for them, just like you said. I think it's a good way to ask them question about, like, how are things going, and see what they give you. If they open up a little bit, it kind of gives you a way to get in there yourself. But if they tell you, if you see that it's not a healthy relationship, but then when you're one-on-one with them and they tell you, oh, everything is great, and you kind of feel like they're lying. Because a lot of people don't like to admit that their relationship is not good.
That's yeah, or maybe fact. They think their relationship is good.
Yeah, but most people know when it's not good, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But they don't like to admit that.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like I will only tell them the truth about what I think and what I've observed if they open up.
Okay, but what if it's not about relationship, because that is their business with someone else? What if it's about, let's say, career? Career. Life decisions.
I only get in those things if I ask them a question. It's going to be a very specific question, like, how's your job, or how's your relationship, or how's your work, or how's that relationship going? I ask it to see if they're going to open up. If they don't open up, then I'm out of it.
What about, like, if it's your sister?
No, that's different.
But that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like, acquaintances. I'm talking about people that are really close to you.
I mean, then I'll be more direct, obviously.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying, where, like, if I'm talking to someone that I'm close to or should be close to where I can tell them, I think that the way that you're going about this isn't the right way.
Yeah, then you should always be honest. If it's someone that you love and you're close to,
yeah,
sometimes it's better to tell someone the truth than to not tell them the truth. And then it's like you're doing them a disservice.
I know, but I don't know why, it really bothers me when I tell someone, like, they will get mad at me that I am telling them the truth. And they know
that it's
the truth. And they actually agree with what I say, but they will lie in the moment and say that what I'm saying is wrong and it's not a fact. I hate that.
It's
like, if you are someone that, let's say I'm talking to you and you are someone that is, like, insecure about something, right? And maybe that's a bad example. Or, like, it's something that wouldn't be, like, super, yeah, I want to admit to that, because it's, like, it's embarrassing, or it makes them feel bad about themselves. But we are family, or we are really close friends. Like, this is me. Like, I'm not trying to insult you. I have no ill intent.
I think embarrassment is part of that. People hate to feel embarrassed, even just admitting.
So they would lie about how they actually feel, or if, like, what you're saying is the truth, they to would protect
say,
their own.
They would say, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm good and all that. But it's always that. And then deep down, they know, like, damn, they're really. And deep down, they appreciate you. They might not say it to your face. Yeah. I don't know if they appreciate you, because it makes them feel so uncomfortable that they're like,
gonna lie to you.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's any, like, true appreciation in that. Because if I appreciate it, I would be like, you know what? Thank you. I love when people tell me the truth about anything. It could be about my photos. It could be about career. I like that stuff because I know it's coming from a good place.
Yeah.
And yes, it might feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's hard to admit.
But now it's just, now it's all on the table, and the only way to go up is just go up from there, you know, get better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So be honest with your people. But I mean, sometimes when it's really hard and you feel like, I really like this friendship, but if I say this one thing, I know that it's going to be over, and you know that you're going to miss this person.
Yeah.
So sometimes people just choose to, let me just not say this and just keep this relationship. I've done that before.
Because lying doesn't have to be in the direct response to something. Like if they ask you something and you lie in what you say to them, I think lying in a way can also be considered when you are thinking about something you want to say to this person,
mm-hmm.
but you just never do.
Yeah.
To me, that is, it's some type of lying. Like you feel some type of way about someone's relationship, about someone's decisions on what they do.
I get it. But if you love this person and if you really appreciate this relationship that you have with that person, and not saying that one thing that you know might break it off, I think it's okay to not say it.
But don't you feel like you're not being truthful? Because you will be thinking about it more than just one time.
But you will find a way. I think it's worth keeping the relationship and with years trying to find a way to voice that to them. Or things might get better later.
Yeah, that's true. Things can't change.
You know, things change just because it's shitty right now. Maybe they're working on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also don't think you should be so sensitive to where you say, hey, Yoni, I don't think your relationship is healthy. And then I'm just going to say like, what? How could you say that? I'm not your friend anymore. Bye. That's like,
if anything, if somebody would say something like that, I would be like, where is that coming from? Like, what makes you say that, you know?
But also, there's like honesty in that. And that person might be defensive at first.
Yeah.
But it's all about how open are they willing to get.
Yeah.
If your friend is closed.
And most of the time that shit comes from somewhere. They exactly. have a reason for why they're thinking that.
You must have noticed something. And because I only tell you this because I love you.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on your relationship. I got my own relationship.
And it could also be because you're my friend. And I want to be able to tell you if I think that you could be doing this instead of that.
Yeah. And not only relationship thing. It could be like career, like we said. It could be anything.
It could be like friends that they're hanging out with. Yeah. I'd be like, I think these friends are not good for you.
Yeah, it's not a good circle. And if a friend told me that, I would so appreciate that because I probably already know that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need that good friend that's like, yo, I don't care how you're going to feel about this. But this is what it is. I would appreciate that friend so much, even though I might be like, damn.
Or even if in the moment I get hella defensive.
Later on, you have to call them back and say, thank you. I appreciate that. Like, yeah. I needed that. I needed someone to... People got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
And also with just facing the reality that they don't want to face.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so...
This is the end of the episode. Oh, wait, what?
No, to finish off, I wanted to talk about just what... If have you ever, I mean, you probably have.
Definitely. But
there are few things that are worse than being caught in a lie. And I have witnessed when other people have been caught in like a white lie. We're not talking about like big, huge lies. Like I lost, you know, $10,000 and I lied and I only said that I lost $1,000 or something. You know, I feel like that's like a bigger deal. But I'm talking about, let's say, even in like a social situation where you are talking to people and you lie to impress, but then your lie runs out because you get deeper into it. And then the further you talk about it, the more you realize, like, I can't keep going because I don't know shit about this.
I feel like that happened to you.
I don't know if that's ever happened to me, but I've definitely... witnessed someone else being caught in their lie, and it's so awkward.
Who?
I mean, we don't have to get into it.
Can you say who it is?
Well, no.
Okay.
But it's just so awkward because like that person is trying so hard to like juggle. How can I go about this so like I don't show that I actually lied from the very beginning about knowing this thing. God,
that's so exhausting. Why do people do that?
Because you don't think that you're going to keep talking about this thing.
That's why you don't lie about shit.
You know, like, saying like, oh, have you listened to this? Or have you like watched this? Or I don't know, different things like that. I definitely, because you know, you want to be, again, the impressing thing. Sometimes you make shit up.
I think that's so immature. Want to impress something. It's very, because now we're talking about this album that you didn't listen to, but you act like you did. And then I'm like, what's that one song with Future? Was it Future on it? And you don't know if it's Future that was on it or not. So then they're like, the person who's lying is like, oh, yeah, I think it was Future. And then the person who's telling the story, he's like, oh, no, actually, Future is not even on that album. I mean, now you're looking crazy because you admitted that it was whoever and then it wasn't.
I wish I had like a very distinct story about this, but I've definitely been, I've witnessed it. I can't think of like, I can't recall me being caught in a lie, but I've definitely witnessed where there's this weird like back and forth between two people where you just can tell that this person is like bluffing the whole time.
That's don't do that.
Have you ever done that? You've never done that.
Never.
Yeah, you never done that.
When I don't know something,
Have you ever been caught in a lie though?
Caught in a lie.
Cause bro, being caught in a lie sucks.
It's something, being caught in a lie. Like, what do I lie
about? Have you ever
been
caught in a lie in the sense that you said that you are busy or like you were doing something, but then you post on your stories that you're out and about and someone's like, bro, didn't you say you couldn't talk? Or like, didn't you say that you were busy? Or,
you know, I mean, to me, that thing with posting, because people can post after the fact. People don't always post in real time. And then also, too, like, my plans changed since I last talked to you.
So why don't you call me back?
Because now I just wanted to go to the gym instead.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to prove, like, I can't live my life making sure that everybody knows that what I told them is what I'm doing. If I say, hey, I'm busy or like I'm working right now, and then 5 minutes after working, I'm like, you know what? I can go to the gym right now. I'm not going to text my friend and say, hey, I'm going to post to my story. I'm going to be at the gym, but that's because I changed. Don't live your life explaining shit to people, you know? Just go to the gym. Do your thing. Post as much as you want.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like whether I don't really lie about like big things, you know? I've definitely like maybe lied sometimes about like how much I spent on random shit, you know? Like if I bought something that was expensive or if I spent a certain amount of money on something, I would definitely like maybe take like a few dollars off, a few hundred off, depending on what it is.
A few hundred, damn.
Depending on who I'm talking to. Especially since we moved to New York because shit is just so expensive here. I don't know if any family member is listening to this, but whenever we like talk about just different things and how much they cost here, how much something costs here, I usually like say a number that's a little bit lower than what the truth is.
Always.
Because I just know the comments are always going to be like, that much? You're crazy for spending that much, blah, 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 you know? So I'd rather like avoid that. And that's strictly family shit though.
Yeah. Being caught in a lie, I'm really trying to think. I mean, the thing that I lied the most
about.
Would
you admit that you, like, once they're like, bro, you lying? Or, like, it's very clear to both sides that you lied, the other person knows you lied, and then you know they know you lied. Where do you go from there? Are you just going to be like, yeah, man, I lied, sorry. Like, what do you do?
That never happened to me.
That has happened to you before.
When someone is calling me out on a lie.
Like, you just made some shit up.
I'm real, like, I don't know. People don't really catch me with my lies unless I tell them. That's how good I am with lies.
When my brother just got a haircut.
I'm just kidding. I'm not good with lies. Actually, I'm not proud to say, but I am. But I don't lie often. But when I lie, there's no way you're going to find out.
Damn, really?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Like when
I haven't been caught in something crazy because I don't lie about crazy stuff. Like, what do I have to lie about?
Like when somebody asks you if they look good in like something they're wearing and like you say yes, but they actually don't look good or something. Have you ever lied to me that you, actually no, you never lied to me. If you don't like my outfit, you will tell me and I'll still wear it.
I'll tell you while you're still putting that on.
Yeah.
Or like before you even put it on, I'm like, don't wear that.
Actually, but sometimes I feel like you say you like something, but the way you say it, it gives me the vibe that you don't like it.
That's just because I'm trying to go.
So you lie. And maybe. You say it looks good.
It looks good. Let's go. Because it didn't look. It don't look bad enough for me to say don't wear that. Okay. But it's not fire. Okay. But it's like, okay, it's the regular.
Yeah.
But I'll never let you wear a bad outfit and go outside.
Mm. Would you tell someone that the tattoo they got is like fucked up?
Oof, no.
No way.
No, because that's on them forever.
Yeah, so it's not like they can do shit.
Yeah, it's not like they can do shit. So about tattoos, I would never tell someone that tattoo is trash. I would never do that.
Would you say like...
Because actually, one, they spend a lot of money on it. And then two...
They can't change it.
They can't change it. It's on them forever. So now I don't want to make them feel bad forever.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, oh yeah, it's nice. I like it. Done. Like, what am I going to say?
Yeah. But people would be like, oh, I just got this tattoo. Do you like it?
And I'd be like,
they don't want any answer other than, yeah, it's good. Yeah,
they don't want any other answer. So I'd be like, yes, that shit is fire. So like,
they're not really asking you.
They're not asking you.
They just want to show you that it's a new tattoo.
But then also, too, if I get a new tattoo, I'm not going to say, hey, look at what I just got. Do you like it?
Okay, what do you say?
I already liked it, obviously. Like, it doesn't matter if someone likes it or not.
Yeah, but you would be like, yeah, bro, I just got this new tattoo here.
That's it. I will let you know about it, but I'm not going to ask because I don't care if you like it or not.
Yeah, but you letting them know that you got it, you're expecting them to say what? That's nothing. Fire.
No.
What do you expect them to say?
If I get a new tattoo, I'll just show you. I'm not expecting you to say it's fire.
Okay, what do you expect, though?
I don't expect anything.
So you want them to just stay silent? Like, if someone's like, oh, yeah, I just got this new tattoo, you know?
I'm just showing
And then
you.
The other person just looks and doesn't say shit. That's weird.
Nah.
So when you show someone your new tattoo, you expect them to say something back.
I'm like, oh, I see you.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys, anyways, let us know in the comments below if you have any examples of like being caught in a lie, you catching someone in a lie. Oh, catching someone in a lie is fun.
It's so
I don't know
funny.
If I ever have, though.
Sometimes I feel so bad I act like I didn't know it was a lie. Like I know it's a lie, I would just be like, I'll just let you go, it's fine, because it's not that big of a deal.
I actually love if I catch someone like in a tiny little lie.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
About something, I love like fucking with them.
I know, you do.
And I just am like, bro, why you gotta lie? Like, you don't know that shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
No, it is fun.
Depends who it is, though.
To me, I feel so bad for the person who getting caught.
I know.
Caught.
I feel so, like, I feel secondhand embarrassment,
especially,
but it's satisfying.
Especially if they really, like, honestly, if someone lies to me about, like, let's say I'm watching basketball and the person I'm watching with doesn't know anything about basketball or, like, music or whatever, and they're just lying about it,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, damn, what they said doesn't make sense, but they want to be so like in the know.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'll let you have it. Because then I want their confidence to also, but then it's kind of fucked up because.
Don't keep doing that shit.
Don't keep doing it. If you keep doing it, I'll check you on it. But like.
But it's so awkward because they're going to, what do you call it? They're going to stand their ground.
They're going to stand their ground, but you know that they don't know what they're talking about.
It's so money.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
That's why I don't do
especially
it, because
as an adult, because it's like, what are you doing, yo?
Yeah, so I hate to embarrass people that way.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, guys, we're gonna close it out here on the lying. Let us know what you guys thought about today's episode. If you're watching on YouTube, comment down below.
Yes.
What?
Comment down below 17 and a half. If you got to the end of this episode, please comment 17 and a half. That shit, I don't know why.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Because that's like a number that sounds like, ooh.
Like it's 17 and a half, what?
I don't know. That's such a random number,
like,
too.
I don't think I've ever said that. Okay, we love you guys. Shout out to you for listening. We're about to hop over to our Patreon, and that is available every weekend, new episodes for bonus episodes. If you guys are members, thank you. If you're not members, go check it out.
Good vibes over there.
Yeah.
And that episode is going to be about your submissions about your lies. So
yes.
If you want to hear people's lies and the shit they lie about, I'm actually excited. I haven't seen any of
them. I haven't seen any of them either.
Okay, so we're about to get into that.
Yeah. So see you guys there. And if not, we love you and hope you have a great time.
See you guys there. Okay, bye.
Bye.